Hi, my name is Heidi Wilcox. I'm Brendan's mom. I really want you to know how much I love your beautiful girl. As we were planning our celebration of life, we wanted it to be elegant. We wanted it to be sparkly. We wanted it to be beautiful because that's what Steph was and what she loved. We wanted to use her favorite things at the celebration. One thing she loved was crystal cups and sparkling chandeliers. So we hung her chandeliers above her urn and we placed her crystal cups on every table with a candle inside. It took about 15 of us 7 hours to set up for the memorial, and Steph was worth every single minute. Someone told me that suicide is not someone wanting to end their life. It is someone wanting to end their pain. I'm so sad Steph was feeling so much pain and that I didn't even realize it. I guess there is some comfort in that now, knowing that she's not in pain anymore. The first time I really got to know Steph was when Brendan was having some nose surgery. She wasn't driving at that time, and Brendan asked me if I could take them to the hospital for a surgery. So I picked them up, and while Brendan was in surgery, Steph was so excited to take me to her new favorite place that she and Brendan had found. They both knew I would love it. I think it was called Honest Eatery, but they had the most delicious healthy smoothies and acai bowls. Steph knew that I try to eat healthy and that I don't eat desserts. And she was excited to share this smoothie place with me so that I could have something delicious and healthy. We had such a fun time eating our acai bowls and talking. I got to hear about her growing up in New York and moving to Florida and then being an EMT in Tennessee. She shared a couple of her EMT experiences and told me that it was really hard. She was so smart and knew so much, and I had such a fun time with her that day. We picked Brendan up at the hospital and I took them home, and that was the day Steph was so excited to get home to open up her box on the stairs because she had ordered some new crystal teacups and was excited to show me. And they were gorgeous. Anyway, after that, we started texting each other back and forth. She always put those cute emojis on her messages. She didn't like plain texts. So I started putting those emojis on mine. She told me she wanted to learn how to crochet and asked if I knew how. I didn't. So Steph got some friends together and they learned to crochet. A couple months after Brendan's surgery, Steph brought me a gift. It was a purse with homemade gifts inside. If you didn't know, Steph loves purses also. When we went to gather up some of her favorite things to bring here, on her dresser was lined up with about 10 different cute purses. So she loved them. But inside the purse that she brought me was a crocheted cup holder, one that she had just learned how to make. Also inside was a gorgeous candle that she had learned to make and some homemade soap. The soap was beautiful and I still use it every day. It's almost gone though, but I think of her every time I use it. She also made me some yummy smelling lotion, some apple cider vinegar gummies, and some rosemary oil to put on my hair. She even added a packet of sunflower seeds to the gift because she knew they were one of my favorite flowers. Steph was so thoughtful. I love that Steph loved my son so much. He got to experience so many new things with her, so many firsts. She took him on so many adventures. Every time I called Brendan, he was gone somewhere, up hiking or sitting in some, what are those hot pots called? I can't think. Or hiking down at Zion's National Park or Kanab. They were always doing something. One of Brendan's friends shared the quote, "It is better to have loved and lost than never to have all. It is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." I'm so grateful for the love that Steph brought into Brendan's life. He loved her so much too. Brendan's birthday was 12 days before she passed. That morning I had an idea to make him a 30 Reasons Why We Love You jar and ask Steph and many others if they could send me a reason. Steph immediately responded to my text with 9 reasons and added that she would have sent more if she had have had time, but she was in a rush to get ready to come to birthday lunch with us. So we took him to Javier's for lunch, and then the next night we took him to the Mandarin, a delicious Chinese place. And that was the last time I saw her. I texted her a few times after that, but she didn't reply. I'm sad I didn't realize what she was going through. I'll miss you, Steph. I'll miss the recipes you shared with me and your texts full of emojis. I'll miss the joy, the love, and the adventure you brought into my son's life. And I will forever appreciate your thoughtfulness. I love you.